Hello, I'm Carolyn Baines from Farnham Quakers, and I just want to welcome you to this Centering Down with Compassion podcast. Centering down is a term some Quakers use to describe the process of coming into stillness. And each month, we take one of the 42 short paragraphs that Quakers use to help them explore different aspects of a spiritual life. And these are referred to in the rather quaint term of advices and queries. So our group is open to anyone who would like to explore ways into stillness and community. And if you want to get in touch, please visit farnham.quakermeeting.org. I hope you enjoy the podcast. So, friends, we're going to be doing Advices and Queries 26 today. And I'll begin. Do you recognize the needs and gifts of each member of your family and household, not forgetting your own? Try to make your home a place of loving friendship and enjoyment, where all who live or visit may find the peace and refreshment of God's presence. So I'll just take that first bit. Do you recognize the needs and gifts of each member of your family and household, not forgetting your own? I want to put that in bold, right? So, yeah, as many of you know, Marshall Rosenberg wrote Nonviolent Communication, NVC, and he makes a very helpful distinction, I think, between needs and wants. And I think in community life, which of course a family is, or a household, or a Quaker meeting, you know, it's very wise to discern what are wants and what are preferences and what are needs. And he lists six core needs. He actually lists eight, but I've kind of clumped a couple together. So I'm going to go through these needs and just sort of let them, you can close your eyes if you like, and just let the need, the word, kind of float around you and just see if there's any one of those needs which is kind of ringing a bell for you. So the first need is sustenance. The need for healthy sustenance. The second is love. You know, and I'm including in this understanding and empathy. And then the third one, creativity. And I'm including here play and creativity and play. The fourth one, a sense of belonging. Autonomy. And finally, meaning. So, in NVC language, a child or a young person's need for autonomy might lead them to certain behaviours, which can be challenging, right, for those who are wanting their health and well-being. But being able to recognise this is a need. This is a need for autonomy that's making my toddler, scream in the aisles in Sainsbury's or something, you know. This is a need, or a need for love and understanding, you know, albeit not always very skillfully expressed, but just getting to know and recognize what is the need that's being asked for here. So I got an example of this when I had some friends around just before Christmas to celebrate the end of term, and I found myself just initiating a silly party game where a friend got hurt, and I was just full of remorse and shame and self-blame. And I just realised that my need for belonging hadn't been skillfully managed. So I sort of was trying to sort of meet it in perhaps a less skillful way. And, you know, off Christmas, it can be a real train crash of unmet needs in families, especially, I think, the need for belonging. So a lot gets in the way. And as we explored last time, we have a really hardwired need to blame when things are challenging. So on Christmas Day, I was cooking for 12, and I'd just done a really simple kind of bean stewy type soup or something. And I took it along to my mum's, and we all kind of arrived in her flat, and as the meal went on, no one mentioned the food, right? So my need for belonging, to feel that my food and me were accepted and acceptable. Anyway, no one said anything. Instead of asking in a straightforward way for what I needed, you know, so how's food, everyone? I started to feel more and more worried, and oh, the food's awful, no one likes it, and on it went. Oh. And we get in the way, our own way, we get in our own way for asking for our needs to be met. So just recognizing our needs, not forgetting them. So one of the ways that I found most helpful to understand and recognize my needs and people's needs who I'm interacting with, especially perhaps in the family, is and it's a way of sort of Sherlocking out what's really going on here, you know, to discover the underlying need, and that's to be journaling. And once I've journaled, perhaps pictures and diagrams and sort of spider, once I've seen it, it can be so much easier to show understanding and empathy, you know, including to myself. But what about, you know, recognizing gifts? It seems to me that on the flip side of someone's need is their gift. So, for example, my need to connect to and give love and teach children leads to the gift of being a music teacher. In a sense, the gift is the delivery system for the need to be met. And a child's need for creativity and play might lead them to be a gifted piano player or painter or mountain biker. They seem to go together. So can we recognize these needs and gifts? That's what this is asking for. And recognize literally means to recall to mind. We get cognized from cognition, to recall to mind. Which is very similar, isn't it, to take heed, to be heedful of our needs and gifts. So I'm just going to do a mini pause. In fact, you just take a little exercise, take a deep breath. And yeah, arrive, ground yourself in your body. And in this moment, perhaps sense your feet on the floor. And bring to mind a behavior, maybe in yourself or someone else, which is perhaps a bit of a red flag for maybe an unmet need. So in NVC, we talk about needs, feelings, requests. What was the need? What was the feeling that accompanied this, either in yourself or the other person? Was it the need for sustenance, for love? Love and understanding? Was it creativity and play? Was it a sense of belonging? Was it autonomy? Was it meaning? Just to say, I think that is a kind of a truncated list. I'm sure that in NVC there are others. So, yeah. yeah, I welcome you to open your eyes again and so got myself a bit lost here. The next bit, try to make your home a place of loving friendship and enjoyment, where all who live or visit may find the peace and refreshment of God's presence. So I got a bit of confession, friends. I have had a bit of resistance to this part of the advice in the past. Until I read or came across, heard maybe a quote at the start of the year, and I ended up writing it on my computer, and I even wrote it on the blackboard that we put outside of the Quaker meeting house where I live. And instead of try harder, try softer. When I hear this, I feel I'm approaching this sentence from the right place inside me. Try softer to make your home a place of loving friendship. It's kind of supports my heading in that direction. So for our meditation this evening, I'm going to invite us to explore this trying softer for cultivating loving friendship. I have a couple of friends who have agreed to do a month of daily loving kindness, stroke metta, stroke holding in the light, however you want to call it, this active cultivating within us of a attitude of loving friendship. And I have to say it's proving to be transformational. So yeah, I hope you will join in with this evening. And if you want to join me for a month of it, you're very, very welcome to practice it for a month, and I'd love to hear how it goes with you. So we'll do that now. I invite you just to get comfortable for the next 20 minutes or so. I hope you're all warm enough, and yeah. Good. So perhaps taking a nice deep breath, settling again. And we do a form of holding in the light, which has an element of visualization. And if you're not perhaps used to doing much visualization, don't worry at all. It doesn't have to be high definition. It can just be just sort of a fuzzy idea. It's really, really absolutely fine. But the invitation is to embody this feeling of loving friendship, loving kindness. And just to the degree that we can. And if you can't feel anything in your body, that's absolutely fine too. Sometimes in this month of doing this meditation, what comes up is the exact opposite of loving friendship. So, you know, then you just got to hold that with kindness. Hold it with kindness. Hold it with kindness. So really, whatever happens, it's all fine. And the invitation is to hold it with kindness, with this loving friendship. Good. So we'll start with, if you like, taking a deep breath. And I think it's advice and queries 2 or 3, way back then. Hold each other. Hold yourself and each other in the light. So perhaps imagining a light, a really beautiful, warm light. It's just kind of above your head. And it's got a kind of liquid quality to it. It's sort of dropping down into your head. And you're kind of filling up from the toes like a jug. And you can just watch as your toes and the soles of your feet, almost like they're being filled with this loving friendship, this loving kindness. And you can watch as it gets to your ankles, starts filling up your legs, warming, melting gentleness. And it arrives at your knees. This light, it just wants to cherish. It's going to cherish your knees right now. Still, this light is endless. It just keeps coming. Warming your thighs, filling up your thighs. Your pelvic area. Your tummy. You can see it rising up your spine. This beautiful light, it just keeps coming. Fills up your chest, warming your heart. Softening and relaxing your shoulders. It's trickling down your arms, filling up your hands, right to your fingertips. Really cherishing your hands, the palms of your hands, the wrists. Your lower arms, upper arms. And still this light just keeps coming, filling up your throat and neck, cherishing your face, your skull. And then like a jug that's overflowing, it's surrounding your whole body too. You're surrounded in this loving, cherishing light. And as that light just keeps pouring into you and all around you, you might try some words. May I be filled with loving kindness. May this light cherish me. Keep me safe. May I be held in the light. Held in loving kindness. can try for another minute or two any other words of well-wishing, friendliness to yourself. Try them out. And invite you now to bring to mind someone, perhaps a dear friend, but maybe they've got a challenge in their life. Perhaps you'd like to bring them to mind and imagine the light filling them up from their toes, filling them up like a beautiful jug. This light never runs out, it's infinite. Just keeps coming. And as that image of them being filled with light and held in light, as that continues, you might try some phrases for this friend. May you be safe and well. May you be truly kind to yourself. May you be healthy and happy. May you be held in loving kindness. If you'd like to, you might open your eyes and just gaze on everyone in this virtual room. sending some of that loving friendship to each other. There may be some phrases that you would like to use in your mind, or just the images of the light filling each other up, sort of holding each other. And may you be well. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. And may you be truly kind to yourself. And perhaps to the degree that you can, sense the giving out and the receiving of it. You want to be the kind of person who, when they're given a present, really takes it in with delight. You're not going to be the kind of person who says, oh, that's not for me. No, no, you're going to really sponge it up. Going to finish with a poem by Mary Oliver. You might see an angel anytime and anywhere. Of course, you have to open your eyes to a kind of second level, but it's not really hard. The whole business of what's reality and what isn't has never been solved and probably never will be. So I don't care to be too definite about anything. I have a lot of edges called perhaps, and almost nothing you can call certainty. For myself, but not for other people, that's a place you just can't get into, not entirely anyway, other people's heads. I just leave you with this. I don't care how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. It's enough to know that for some people they exist and that they dance. I'll just leave you with this. I don't care how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. It's enough to know that for some people they exist and that they dance. And that's Angels by Mary Oliver.